wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
What is your trading tip of the month?
Number one, have a short target that you can use in your trading. So I know a lot of people left Forex or went from Forex to futures. On episode 70, classic episode, one of my favorite targets is four ticks. So it's the equivalent of four pennies in the market. Like sometimes as traders, like Steph made the adjustment in the NBA where like when every kid gets on a court, they want to shoot threes and no layups, right? And the same is happening in trading because we're seeing huge volume sizes go up. People are going for long targets or holding calls for a long period of time. But in the futures market, like if you can get four ticks and let's say you're trading 25 contracts, like you can easily pick up 8%, 12%, make 2,500, $3,000 in a day. Trading has considerable risk. Please consult your advisor. You need to practice before you do this. But I think every trader needs a way to have a guaranteed win. And four ticks, whether you're trading ES, ZB, which is the bond market, UB, it's probably one of the best ways to be able to get a quick win in a market. And also, if your confidence is shot, like I know some people lost on Costco a couple of weeks ago, the NVIDIA drop two Fridays ago. A good way to build your account back up is to use these short targets. Do one on Monday, one on Friday, and then you can get back to doing longer trades. But I think one of the best things to do is to get a short win to get capital in. It's one of my favorite trading strategies, and it's one of the reasons I'm able to like keep my win ratio so high. Like my first trade is usually a shorter target, then I'll go for a longer one after that. And secondly, I've said it before, look at the month chart first, then weekly, then daily, then hour. Only fire after all of those match up. So if it's monthly green, weekly green, daily green, hour green, fire. Too many times I'll see people be like, yo, the month was up, the week was up, the day was up, but the hour was bleeding down. I'm like, why? You're buying a falling knife. If the market is not pushing up, like SMCI dropped a bunch today. If you're trading on a daily basis or intraday trade, today wasn't the day to try and catch that falling knife. I want all green signals across the board to go long, and I need all red, like the black, like in my background right now, Damu, if I'm going short. So I'm not a blood. I'm not affiliated. I'm not affiliated with no Vice Lord. Stop it. But shout out to y'all.
Peace, Lord.
Shout out to all the Red Rangers.
So, kill you, Lord. So if you follow Market Mondays, you know Ian is a trader by nature. He trades futures, and we don't really talk about that too much on Market Mondays because it's not something that the average person is really equipped to do. So I thought we talk about like long-term buy and hold. That's something that, you know, 95% of the people can benefit from, as opposed to even, you know, trading options or futures trading and stuff like that. But there are people that want to, you know, take advantage of that and make a lot of money if you know what you're doing. And from a long-term perspective, as far as, you know, buy and hold, there's more hands-on approaches as well. So Ian, obviously, you know him, and he has a program called the Red Panda, Red Panda Rebellion, Rampage Stock Club. So we've done this twice, but it only after InvestFest. But we was talking and he was like, yo, we think we should just offer it again. So what we did last time for InvestFest was the 3-year Red Panda Stock Club deal. So what this is, it gives you access to the legendary Red Panda Stock Club for 3 years, which you have access to all the stocks. Like, he tells you the stocks and actually when to buy the stocks. Like,
yeah, the actual price when to buy.
Yeah, a variety of them. You get five of the best stocks. You get the sniper program. So the sniper,
for 5 years.
That's 5 years, right?
Yep.
And the sniper, so the sniper, explain what sniper is.
Sniper program is like the way to trade futures. So originally I put it out for free, then I took it down. People been asking for it to come back. So I was like, okay, a great way to combine long term with short term trading so you can have the best of both worlds, like a financial threesome, is to put both in one package, right? So you get 5 years worth of trading access and you get 3 years worth of stock club in the same bundle.
And ask Edwin about Stock Club.
Shout out to my guy, Edwin.
I'm sure, Edwin's in the comments. Shout out to Edwin. Yeah,
him, Billy, Brand. Yeah, yep.
It's, you know, the people that's actually, you know, benefited from Stock Club, they sing the praises, and that's always the best. You want the people to be your biggest evangelist. But, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of these things, right, where it's a higher level of education, more like a private school. I always say it's a public school, private school. You're going to get the public school information all day. Yes. And that's watching Market Mondays. That's on your leisure. That's on Instagram. And that's great. And you know, like I said, you can take that information and just, you could change your life with the free information for sure. But some people want to be skilled. It's a difference between some people that just go to the park just to play. You still get cardio, but some people actually want to make it to the league, right? If you want to make it to the league, you got to do a different level of training. It's it's not the same as just playing pickup ball. Pickup ball is better than sitting at the couch, though. So, Red Panda, Stock Club, legendary. Millions of dollars has been made from the long term buy and hold picks, but also from the trading, staying at home. And this is actually another one of these, you know, career paths as well, right? When you learn how to trade, it's actually a skill set that you can do in the Bahamas, you can do in Colorado, you can do in Florida, and it may not Turks. Be your it may Turks for it sure.
Works there too.
It may not be your full-time job. It may not be your full-time job, but it can be. But it also can be something that you can earn, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, whatever, you know,
it adds up.
$1,000 a day, right? You know, these are different things where, you know, you got losses too, but that's why you have to train and you have to practice. And it's not easy. It's not like a get rich quick overnight. You're going to become the trader that changes the whole entire world. But you can definitely learn some things. And like I said, just from a buy and hold standpoint as well, knowing when to get in a position, exactly when to get in, when to get out, having information, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars, depending on how much money you invest. So